pursuit of the mind. Now, however, I am trying to get a grasp on my new self. I am neither a container nor a medium. I am trying to establish myself here on the face of the earth.
I understand what you're saying to me, but still, why do you want to go to Crete with me?
Because it could be a good thing for both of us, for you, Mr. Okada, and for me,
said Kritikarno.
For the time being, there is no need for either of us to be here, and if that is the case, I feel it would be better for us not to be here. Tell me, Mr. Okada, do you have some course of action you must follow, some plan for what you are going to do from this point on?
The one thing I need to do is talk to Kumiko. Until we meet face to face and she tells me that our life together is finished, I can't do anything else. How I'm going to go about finding her, though, I have no idea.
But if you do find her, and your marriage is, as you say, finished, would you consider coming to Crete with me? Both of us would have to start something new at some point,
said Kritikarno, looking into my eyes.
It seems to me that going to the island of Crete would not be a bad beginning.
Not bad at all, I said. Sudden, maybe, but not a bad beginning. Kritikarno smiled at me. When I thought about it, I realized this was the first time she had ever done so. It made me feel that, to some extent, history was beginning to head in the right direction.
We still have time,
she said.
Even if I hurry, it will take me at least 2 weeks to get ready. Please use the time to think it over, Mr. Okada. I don't know if there is anything I can give you. It seems to me that I don't have anything to give right now. I'm quite literally empty. I'm just getting started, putting some contents into this empty container, little by little. I can give you myself, Mr. Okada, if you say that is good enough for you. I believe we can help each other.
I nodded. I'll think about it, I said. I'm very pleased that you made me this offer, and I think it would be great if we could go together. I really do. But I've got a lot of things I have to think about, and a lot of things I have to straighten out.
And if, in the end, you say you don't want to go to Crete, don't worry. I won't be hurt. I will be sorry. But I want your honest answer.
Kritikarno stayed in my house again that night. As the sun was going down, she invited me out for a stroll in the local park. I decided to forget about my bruise and leave the house. What was the point of worrying about such things? We walked for an hour in the pleasant summer evening, then came home and ate. After our supper, Kritikarno said she wanted to sleep with me. She wanted to have physical sex with me, she said. This was so sudden. I didn't know what to do, which is exactly what I said to her. This is so sudden. I don't know what to do. Looking directly at me, Kritikarno said,
Whether or not you go with me to Crete, Mr. Okada, I want you to take me one time. Just one time as a prostitute. I want you to buy my flesh. Here. Tonight. It will be my last time. I will cease to be a prostitute. Whether of the flesh or of the mind. I will abandon the name of Kritikarno as well. In order to do that, however, I want to have a clearly visible point of demarcation. Something that says, It ends here.
I understand you're wanting a point of demarcation. But why do you have to sleep with me?
Don't you see, Mr. Okada? By sleeping with the real you, by joining my body with yours in reality, I want to pass through you, this person called Mr. Okada. By doing that, I want to be liberated from this feeling of defilement inside me. That will be the point of demarcation.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't buy people's flesh. Kritikarno bit her lip.
How about this, then? Instead of money, give me some of your wife's clothing and shoes. We'll make that the price of my flesh. That should be all right, don't you think? Then I will be saved.
Saved? By which you mean that you will be liberated from the defilement that Noboru Wataya left inside you?
Yes, that is just what I mean,
said Kritikarno. I stared at her. Without false eyelashes, Kritikarno's face had a much more childish look. Tell me, I said, who is this Noboru Wataya guy, really? He's my wife's brother, but I hardly know him. What is he thinking? What does he want? All I know for sure is that he and I hate each other.
Noboru Wataya is a person who belongs to a world that is the exact opposite of yours.